the greater acceptance in the world of genetically modified crops.
This can really help smallholder farmers around the world.
Nonetheless, Mike Yost, who runs the Agriculture Department's Foreign Agricultural Service, says it's been a very long and difficult process to get some countries to accept biotech crops. Europe has been especially resistant, but around the world, progress is being made.
There's more Chinese farmers use biotech crops than any other country in the world. India went from being an importer to an exporter of cotton because of BT cotton. We saw the Koreans and the Japanese now allow genetically modified corn to be used in cornstarch and high fructose corn syrup. So I think gradually the world is starting to think twice about this.
Yost says this thinking twice is being spurred partially by rising food prices, food shortages, and in a few cases, food riots in some countries whose farmers could use the extra boost in yields which GMO crops can provide. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.